As American healthcare workers prepare for the coming waves of COVID-19 patients, the shortage of protective equipment like masks is becoming increasingly worrying. KALW's Christopher Agusa talked with a doctor in Oakland who we'll hear from first.
These masks are really essential to how we do our job. I'm Dr. Charisma Koshik. I work at Highland. I'm an emergency room physician.
The shortage is due to supply chain and production issues, as well as the public stockpiling masks for their personal use. Without protective gear, frontline health workers face a confounding dilemma.
Knowing that you're just going to work and you're sometimes will have to choose between sacrificing your own health potentially versus trying to save someone that really needs that.
Since those with COVID-19 can remain asymptomatic for weeks, this creates another problem. The more doctors and nurses who become infected, the more likely it is that non-coronavirus patients will also catch the virus. And on it goes. Today, the White House made a move that may provide some help. President Trump enacted something called the Defense Production Act. The law would let the White House require companies to prioritize urgently needed medical supplies, like masks, ventilators, gloves, and eye protectors. It's unclear how exactly the government will use these powers or when the supply of these items will start to catch up. For KALW News, I'm Christopher Agusa.